You are now listening to The Show with me. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Kieran Sandulo, the host of The Show, joined by Brody West right now. Miles Sprong is gone today. We don't have him. But today's a bit of a bittersweet one. This is going to be the final episode of The Show. Not just for the season, ever. This is the last episode of The Show Season 4. We will not have another one after this.
Yeah.
So that's going to be a whole deal.
Yeah.
How are we going to top this? How are we going to top everything else that we've done?
For the last...
2 years?
2 years / 4 years.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I do not know. It's going to be tough.
Yeah.
To send this off the right way.
Especially with the context of this show being just talk one of the about things.
It's also just one of the longest running shows.
Mm-hmm. It is.
As of right now.
Yeah, this is the one that's been going since the start of last year. Since the start of my junior year.
Yeah.
See, Off the Rails ended. Game is gone. What else is gone? Miles is still doing 411. So
that's 2 years. That's two seasons, though. This is four, isn't it?
Yeah, it's four seasons of this.
Yeah.
So that's the whole thing.
The only thing that tops it is the one that's run by the whole GM of the studio. That's
yeah, it. Easter's... we got two shows Easter's done.
Mm-hmm.
We got the Voices of the West Side, which I've been on the board for most of this year. But then there was School Talk, Emerson Allen, for... How many years before that?
Show,
like 20,
yeah.
21 years?
Something crazy like that.
Oh, yeah. It was like a good run for them.
It is. So we are the second longest running show.
Yeah, man. That's funny. That's kind of silly, actually.
It's crazy.
There's nothing of substance on this show, and yet here I am.
Right. Yeah, here we are just talking.
Just rambling.
Just rambling.
I was going to see if I was able to get Sam and Gabe in for this episode.
Can you do it through like a phone or something?
I could, but both of them are either at work or taking finals.
Yeah.
Because they're in college. Ugh.
We'll be in college in less than a couple months.
I know, I'm projecting.
We're in college in a couple months.
I don't want to think about it, man.
So yeah, this is the final show of the show.
Yeah, final episode of the show. So we're just going to talk about the things that have happened on this show, the things that have happened around the station. Our first topic that isn't really relegated to outside events.
Yeah.
We're limited to internal affairs this time.
Which is kind of weird.
Yeah. It's a funny thing.
I think I had the most bittersweet ending, especially for me.
Mm-hmm.
I set out 3 goals last year, at the end of the year.
Yeah.
Before I left. One of them was the Cal State game.
Mm-hmm.
Which.
Yes.
Didn't happen.
Yeah.
Which is fine. I wanted to do at least one of these, by the way. I wanted to win an ISB award. We did. We won one, but.
We did.
I didn't. I wanted to win one my name.
Mm-hmm.
That didn't happen. But I said my last goal was to win senior of the year for this class and.
Yeah.
Over this, I think last week, I did that.
Yeah, you did.
I accomplished one of my goals. So there was a speech, and it was Mr. Easter wrote it.
Mm-hmm.
It was really, really cool. I really liked what he said, and I kind of think it's a whole antithesis of my time here. It's been leadership, but it's also been knowing when to be led.
Yeah.
And I think that's something that you can learn in this class is
know,
the difference between when you need to lead and when you need to when you need to be led.
Yeah. One of the things that I've picked up on that here he really likes to give us titles. Yeah. Why am I the director of
Honestly, why am I the director? Why am
qualified.
I sports director?
I'm not qualified to be the director of whatever he put me in as. Either way, but with the the two plaques that he's given me. I've also been kind of like, since the start of the semester, I was kind of the one like teaching all the first years how to do all the audition and audio boom stuff, putting things into the system, all that. So I guess I did a good chunk. But at the end of the day, that's about it. Like, I told, I taught them, okay, here's how you do this. Here's how you do this. And then we're good. If you need any, if you have any questions, you come to me and I will help you. And then I was never approached for any questions for the remainder of the year.
Yep.
It's kind of silly. I just realized that I still have the sizing chart sticker on my shirt.
Did you buy that like recently?
No, I got this as a present for my birthday in April.
Oh.
Literally, just a full month ago. I've never worn the shirt though. Yeah. You want to throw that sticker in the trash can that's behind you?
Yeah.
Appreciate it. I was like scratching over here and I felt that and I was like, what the heck is that on my shirt? And then I looked down. Oh, it's the sticker that says men's large. Just still on the shirt. I remembered to take the tag off this morning. You'd think I remember to take off the sticker, but nope. Huh. Oh, my mom has sent me information for a thing that I need.
Oh.
What do I got here? Senior walk.
Oh, I did that.
Elementary schools. You did?
Yeah. That's why I wasn't here last Thursday. Because I was at my elementary school walking around doing a little walk through.
It's May 28th to the 30th. Check the senior walk tab. But where?
Where's your elementary school?
What tab?
Elementary school.
I went to River Birch Elementary, Avon.
You'll go to there. Well, just go like on a bus.
Well, no, there's a website that I have to go on. Like, it doesn't tell you.
We just did it through our Skyway.
Well, yeah, obviously I'm going to go to River Birch to go for that. But there's no page on our Schoology for it, which is why I was so confused.
Check your, do you guys use Skyward?
No.
Oh, never mind.
No. We use two websites and they're PowerSchool and Schoology.
Never mind. I don't know.
Two websites we use. We used to use Khan Academy, but we abandoned that.
Which is fair.
Yeah. Do you remember Prodigy Math?
Mm-hmm. Love that game.
I used to. But then they made the entire game paid.
Pay to win?
No, not pay to win. Pay to use.
Oh.
It was an online web browser game where you did math and it was like Pokemon. And it was fun. It was really, really fun. But then they decided, you know what? No, we're going to make everything a premium feature. Catching monsters is a premium feature now. Bruh. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wrap your head around that. You can't. The main selling point of the game is catch monsters, fight other people, and do math. You have to pay to catch monsters now.
You have to pay money.
Here's the worst part, though. It's $20 a month.
That's awful bargain.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's just a bad deal.
Yep.
I'm not paying $200 a year to play a little math game.
No.
No. I'll pirate it. I'll steal.
Not really. Because it's not worth it.
We here at WBDG do not endorse piracy or theft of any kind.
We're talking about Prodigy the math game. It's not worth it.
It's fun, but it's not worth it anymore.
It's not worth even trying to do that.
I got like level 100. I maxed everything out too, and then they made everything pay to win, and then I was just like, oh, man.
Oh, man. There's if anybody graduation parties.
Yeah.
Why are they like, you know, like for you as a person, like everybody's there to be, I feel like it's the most awkward.
Yeah.
I feel so awkward.
Well, that's a party that only happens once, maybe twice if you have one for college graduation. Yeah. But one of the funniest things that I've found out recently is my mom was handing out invites and everything. And I was handing out invites to my friends. You would be aware of that. You have the invite.
Yeah.
My mom brought me downstairs while I was, like, after I got home from, like, handing out all my invites. And she said, hey, just so you know, there's going to be a good 10 to 20 people here that you've never met in your life.
Yeah, that's weird to me.
And I'm just like, why is that? Okay, why is that the case? I don't know these people.
I think the weirdest thing is that my grandma, my gamma, she took, like, 30 of my envelope and 30 of my invites and sent them to people, like, states away. And I'm like, just text them. I wasn't able to give out all the invites. I had to take a picture of one and put it in a group chat.
That's what I ended up doing. I couldn't.
They took all mine.
Because a good chunk of the people that I'm inviting, I never see during the day. So I had to just text them all the details. And I was like, hey, guys, it's right here.
My mom just called me.
Did she?
Hold. Can you, like, mute my mic real quick?
Yeah, you gonna, you listen to the voicemail?
No, I'm gonna call her back. because I'm worried she's, like, she's out of school, so.
I'm sure she's good. Yeah, you hop out of the studio for a minute. I'll ramble. I'll rant about things. I'm sure that it's, back to my mom inviting people that I've never met in my life. She literally pulled me aside and she said, "Hey, I'm just going to let you know, a good chunk of people that you're going to see at the party today, you won't recognize. You do not know them."
She's good.
She's good? Yeah. Well, that's...
dialed me.
Yeah.
She's on a field trip with her kids right now.
I see. So
I'm back.
Back to my mom inviting people.
Yeah.
She said, "You won't know these people, but they'll give you money, so we're just going to invite them anyway." And I'm just yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's fine.
That's happening.
That's fine.
So I will not remember any of these people when I meet them.
I think the weirdest part about it is my mom bought like 500 pictures.
Yeah.
And dude. She was like, "Look at these pictures of you." Like, oh, no, this is when I was really, really overweight. Oh, no, I really want this up right now.
My mom got a bunch of pictures from like the photo shoot that we did for my senior pictures where I actually look okay. And then the happiest I look in a photo on that board is me holding a sword that my grandpa got me. Like, I look overjoyed to have a sword. And then there's a bunch. She got a bunch of, like, signs that she's going to put up around the yard where we're having the party at.
Yeah.
And there is a photo of me as a baby stood up on our porch on the old house that we used to live in with my butt just out. And she said, "I had to do one." I mean, you didn't. But, like, okay, man. I'll probably just, like, gloss over it with a Sharpie. So that you don't have to, so I don't have to subject anybody coming to my party to photos of me with no pants.
Yeah, that's a good thing. I just was like, I think my freshman, sophomore year, I was just overweight.
Mm.
And so you could kind of tell. And I was like, "Mom, I'm going to tell you the ones that I don't want in there." And it was literally all the ones from like, again, we went on a really cool trip when I was that way. We went to Boston and New York and Maine. I'm just like, "You can use those pictures for Eli, my little brother. I just don't want those pictures up for me."
Yeah.
You can use baby pictures. You can use 8-year-old pictures of me. But like
the period
16-year-old me, no. Yeah.
See, I have the problem where I'm kind of okay regardless of what time period it is. But there is a brief burst of years where I have, like, my vision got worse, and I didn't have glasses. So there's a good, like, 2-year period where it was, like, my eyes suddenly got really squinty in every photo.
Yeah.
Like, in every photo from, I want to say, 7th grade up to... Actually, no, probably from 6th up to 8th grade, because that's when I got my glasses. I looked in every photo like this.
Yeah.
To our listeners, I just squinted, smiled and squinted my eyes really hard.
And I just hit my shin on the desk.
Oof. That's not good. That hurt. You good?
Yeah. No, I'm trying to think of what else, like, I guess we could talk about a little bit about Sam, a little about Sammy.
Yeah.
Sam Pierman.
Yeah.
Was a senior last year. He graduated. He kind of... Did he run the show, basically? Was this his show or was it somebody else's show?
The show?
Yeah.
This was all me.
Oh.
Yeah, I've been running this since it started.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Sam had off the rails.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
But Sam was on the show frequently last year, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, he was like the co-host, yeah, other than Gabe. Yeah,
he was the co-host. And he was also my senior. We did off the rails together. I... unfortunately could not do off the rails this year just because of how packed I would be. The only reason I could do it last year was because of Garrett and Elijah, because they called most of the games. And so I was able to, you know, like, manage my time better. I knew coming into this year that I figured out I called upwards of 30, 35 games for sports this year. I think Tyler came in at 20, and everybody else in there was at least 10 or below. So definitely a lot of load on my plate, a bigger load on my plate, a lot more stuff to do. So it was unfortunate I couldn't do off the rails. It was very unfortunate. But Sam was one of the best, you know, mentors.
Yeah.
I think that has ever come through here. He taught kind of me and, well, Kieran kind of knew what he was doing before he came in here, but taught both of us a lot of what the how the board works.
Yeah.
How to edit more efficiently, I think, is what I would put it as. Because I knew how to edit and I knew how to do what I was doing. I just didn't know he did it more efficiently than what I was doing. And so Sam has been one of the most influential people, especially in this space for me.
Well, he basically showed me, like, he showed me Audition.
Yeah.
And I was just like, oh, I can figure it out from here. Like, he showed me the recording and all the audio inputs. Yeah. He told me exactly how we have to save everything into the system, like what the details are. And then I went from there, and I edited a good chunk of his promos. Do you remember some of the skits that we did over the radio?
I think I did like one or two of them.
Yeah, we did ours, which was how to make grilled cheese. I don't know if that's... I want to see if that's still in the system, actually. I want to... No, dang, no, they took it off. Nah. We had a skit that we did for an assignment where it was us just like talking about how do you make a grilled cheese. And I had like... Sam's was just like, you take bread, you put butter on one side, and you grill it.
How long is this promo?
It was like 5 minutes. It was like, it was a whole sketch.
Yeah. It was a whole sketch. Yeah, but you put butter on it, then you put the cheese on, make sure the cheese is like at a 45 degree angle so it holds out. You gotta make sure that there's cheese dripping off the edge of the bread.
Diagonal, yeah. That was one of the big things, right?
Because you need the cheese kind of flowing off the edge.
But every single person came in and gave a different explanation of how you make a grilled cheese. And mine was like, imported cheese from Italy itself. Three different spices. And then I just like went on this whole rant of like the three best cheeses. Gorgonzola was one of them. And then at the end of it was just all of us arguing over each other on how to do it. And then Isaac just went, guys! The mac and cheese is on fire.
That was a great way to end it.
And then it just saw us screaming. Actually, I don't even think it was a grilled cheese. I think it was just mac and cheese.
Oh, was it the way... Or was it like the best mac and cheese things because there's shells, there's Velveeta?
Yeah, it was how to make mac and cheese, not grilled cheese. It was how to make... We had how to grill a cheese was one of them. And then it was mac and cheese was another one. We had two different bits. I don't remember what they were. They're on Audio Boom. Guys, everybody listening right now, go to our page on Spotify or on Audio Boom, WBDG. Just find us there. And then scroll or search until you find either how to grill a cheese or something about mac and cheese. You'll find it there. Something will come up.
Mac and cheese.
Yeah, mac and cheese. Something like that. I have a...
I'm trying to think of...
Why do we call it mac because it's short for macaroni and cheese? Or do we call it mac because it's an acronym for macaroni and cheese?
Don't do that. don't do that. I'm not even going to think about it anymore. Because you know what?
You don't like that it's the truth.
I have no comment at this time. I plead the fifth.
You plead the fifth.
I plead the fifth.
You can't plead the fifth.
I plead the fifth.
It's not a criminal case.
I don't care. I'm not answering that question because no matter what I say, I'm going to think the other is true at the same time. And then my brain is just not going to work well today. And I have finals this week. Why? It's finals week. Kieran, why are you doing... It's finals week. I can't do this right now. My brain is already overloaded as it is. I have to pass this stupid government final.
Yeah.
That is like supposedly if I don't get this right, I guess I'm not a citizen of the United States. Whatever that means. And then I have an English final, which, to be fair, we get to use a study guide on, but still. And then I have an Earth, Space, Science final, which is like... It's Earth, Space, Science. It's not going to be easy. You're making me three finals. I have three finals, too. Yeah. That's it.
It's like, that's it.
Don't make me rack my head about mac and cheese right now. It's not worth it. I can't do that. It's like, I have so many different things going on.
Yeah. I've got, what do I have? I have English 12, then I have Econ, Creative Writing, Study Hall. I can just leave. During the sixth period final, I could just leave the building. I just don't have to be there.
I have government, mm-hmm. I have English, and then I have Earth-Based Science, and then I leave.
Yeah.
And that's it.
That's it.
That's all I do that day. Except, but I don't have to be back. So the nice thing about having a finals week is I don't have to be back for like an hour and a half to 2 hours on finals days.
Mm-hmm.
On like, I think it's on Wednesday and Thursday, and I'll be back for like an hour and a half.
Mm.
It's great.
Yeah.
But no, I can't be racking my brain about mac and cheese at the finals week. I can't do it. I have to learn. I have to remember. I don't even know. Like, that's the thing. Is like, I still need to study. And I was going to come in and study, and then Jason fell off his chair this morning.
Yeah, Jason did fall off his chair. That's the thing that did happen.
And he just went downhill from there.
Yeah, he collapsed. I was like...
So Bryson was kind of stood up on this chair, kind of like Spider-Man. Or if you don't watch... Everybody knows Spider-Man, what I'm talking about. They stood up on his chair like he was on a ledge like Spider-Man. And he was on a regular chair, not on one of the wheelchairs that I'm sitting in or Kieran's sitting in. Jason's on that, and Jason jumps up onto the seat, tries to get into that pose, and the seat goes like I think he got it on the ledge. So the seat, I'm about to push this chair across the room. I hope it doesn't dent
Brody
the
is
wall.
Currently sitting on two chairs.
My feet are on one, my butt behind is on the other. And he kind of did this, and he went.
The chair slid away, and he fell back.
I honestly thought he was going to hit his head on the ledge.
I did, too. It was so loud when he fell, dude. It was the funniest thing, but either way. I turned around, I looked up from my phone, and he was on the floor. I thought one of the computers had fallen. It was that loud.
Because he had nothing to hold on to.
Yeah.
So he just collapsed on the floor.
Dude. That was funny.
It was the most, like, it was so fast. Because I was watching episode 82 of Naruto.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out Shikamaru's Grief.
Love yes.
That episode. That's a great episode.
Great episode.
I go back and watch that every once in a while just because it's so good.
It's because it's a good episode.
But yeah, I was watching that, and then I look behind me. And Bryson stood up like that. I'm like, Bryson, why are you sitting like that? And Jason's like, he's sitting like Spider-Man and then does that. And I'm like, are we serious? It is 8 o'clock. It's 8 a.m., guys.
It's 8 in the morning.
It's 8
We're all delirious at 8 in the morning.
Also, shout out Ashton. He is gone for the rest of the year. Not dead. He's in South Carolina in boot camp.
Okay.
He went to basic training, essentially. Shout out him, though. He's great. He's a great guy.
I liked how you went, shout out Ashton because he's gone.
Yeah,
like,
shout out Ashton.
Are we that glad?
No, I'm not glad. I'm just saying shout out. Like, thanks for the work this year, man. Thanks. Appreciate it.
There's a good chunk of people that I that I wished I had shouted out at the end of the, I'd shouted at the end of last year.
Mm-hmm.
Landon Nelson.
Shout him out now.
Yeah, Landon Nelson.
Shout out Landon Nelson.
Big Nelly got me into the whole thing. Mm-hmm. He got me on game where I was able to do the strangest possible things.
Game was a fever dream.
I actually still have the questions from my last episode.
I think game was the biggest fever dream I've ever been a part of.
Oh, yeah. Especially when I was on it.
Yeah.
Let me see if I have the... I do still have the notes for the questions. All right, these were the questions that it was Emerson versus Easter.
This is Emerson versus Easter. Oh my gosh, that must have been a crazy episode.
Yeah, and I think it was because my fourth question was always something really stop, like not stop, stop, what? What?
It's 9:45.
Something really stupid. But I also would do, here are the questions. Emerson's questions was question one, what year was the first MLB game? His question two was true or false. I have $5.17 and pennies in my car. That was true.
I haven't counted all my money, all the coins. I probably do.
Question three was don't flinch. And then I threw a rubber ball at the glass. Yeah, that was because that was where I was to ask questions. Question four was name a real movie. All of these movies that I'm about to read to you are real movies. The Onion Field.
All of them are real?
Body Slam, Revenge of the Banana, Ghost Dog, The Way of the Samurai. Those are the real movies.
Yeah, I would have guessed the Ghost Dog one because that sounds pretty real.
And then I just said name five different jazz musicians, and then I timed them on how fast he was able to do it. Easter's questions. What year did Al Unser win the Indianapolis 500? 1970. Question two was true or false. I have eaten at least one entire pickle in the past 24 hours.
Was it true or false?
It was true. I had eaten at least three.
Oh.
And then his question three was don't flinch. And then I had Sam slam on that window and scream. Didn't actually flinch. No. He opened the door and he went, this is the sound that it happened. Okay. I'm going to keep your mic on.
Yeah.
Turn your mic to the door. This is what happened. All right.
Mic to the door.
Here. You do your, you get to be me for this one. You get to say, question three, don't flinch. When I, yeah.
Okay. Question three, don't flinch.
Ah!
That's all I did?
Yeah, that was it. Easter didn't flinch. It was because I told Sam to scream.
So
and
Sam
then he didn't. Yeah, I told Sam to scream, fully expecting something.
You know what you should have had him do?
Hmm.
You should have had him just go in that room and scream.
I could have.
Studio B.
But
Studio D. B.
It would be really funny if he had gone in that door and done the actual thing.
Yeah.
Because here's what I was expecting. I was expecting question three, don't flinch.
Yeah.
But no, I got question three, don't flinch.
Yeah. But that's kind of how Sam screams.
That's kind of how he works.
That's kind of how who.
That's how he does actually
if you
scream.
If that kind of tells you, that kind of tells you everything about Sam.
Mm-hmm.
It's just kind of that way.
And then I had Easter's question four was name a real bird, and then I had four birds, three of which are real, two of which are not, or three of which are real, one of which is not. Here are the birds: horned screamer, smew. Tiny Sky Tyrant, Schultz's Repellent.
Which one's not real?
A smew.
Really?
Yep.
See, that's one I would have picked, though.
Uh-huh. That's what Easter picked.
That's so crazy.
So, Horn Screamer, Tiny Sky Tyrant, and Schultz's Repellent are all actual birds.
What? What?
Yeah.
You just made up schnew?
Yeah, schmew.
S-M-E-W.
Schmew. Smew. That was the fake bird that I constructed for game.
I would have picked Smew too.
Yeah, it's like, that's a reasonable guess, I think. But no. But no,
see,
no,
but
no,
the
no,
thing
no.
is, then I would think about it, I'm like, knowing you,
mm.
if it's your question, knowing you, I would have picked I would have picked one or the other.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, no way.
I've had so many, like, I wonder if I can go back any versions on that note file. If I can go back versions to find other episodes' questions, that would be really, really funny. As like a, go through this on the last episode, see what you did over the year, and then it's just me, like, reading all of the stupid bits that I had for game.
I'm trying to think of, like, funny stuff we did. Oh, I dunked on Jason at, in Semi-State last year. A basketball game. There was a basketball goal outside, and, yeah, me and Jason dunked on each other, like, for, like, an hour. Just out in the parking lot, just because that was fun.
Yeah. I'm trying to see. Is there a way to, like, go back versions? No, there's not. Oh, that sucks. That would have been so funny if I was able to go back to see, like, older questions that I've asked.
Can I shout out, like, an old version of somebody in the studio?
Yeah.
Shout out non-dreaded Jason Brown.
Dude.
Shout out No Dreads Jason
real.
Brown.
He was a different creature.
Shout out No Dreads Jason Brown. before he got his dreads.
He was a different creature back then.
I know.
It was insane.
Remember when he first got his starters too? They were like so tiny.
They were really small.
It was so fun. Now his hair's really long.
Yeah, he's got like good hair going now.
Yeah.
Last year I had the worst hair.
It was the same hair the whole time I've been here.
No, my hair's better now just because I've got it longer up top so that it curls better. But dude, last year I had like, it was straight and then it waved at the front and that was it. And then I had like really long on the sides and on the back and it was just really bad to look at.
Yeah.
Then I started moving away from 3-in-1 shampoo and conditioner.
But that helped.
And then I went to regular shampoo and regular conditioner, and now my hair looks way better. It curls a little strangely. I don't know if you see the little devil horns that I have going on sometimes.
I see it, yeah.
That's just a quirk of how my hair curls. My mom has baby photos put up for my graduation thing.
Me too.
But in it, my hair is like full bleach blonde.
Curly?
Way curlier than you would expect.
Yeah.
Like, horrifically curly. And, fun fact, one of the little quirks that I had back then is that my hair grew thicker on one side of my head than the other.
Oh, boy.
It still does that today.
Oh, that sucks.
So it literally looks exactly the same, except my hair is much darker now, and my head is bigger.
Yeah, that happens.
And I have teeth now. That probably helps as well.
And a functioning brain.
Yeah. I can form thoughts now. I can form coherent concepts. Sentences. Yeah, like I'm a sentient being now.
Yep. What would we classify babies as? Because they're not sentient.
They're not, like, conscious. They're, like, existing
they're
and
like
operating.
The same thing as, like, a deer.
That mean
there's no conscious, there's no yes, thought there behind their eyes.
Deers have sentience.
They have sentience. Well, babies aren't sapient either. They're not. Babies don't do anything.
Babies have the ability to like form like relationships between objects. They can be like, okay, you made me.
But so can a baby deer.
Well, yeah, exactly. That's sentience. They can recognize those connections.
I'm just saying, humans, like compared human, to like a five year old
baby, is very different from a human adult.
Even a 5 year old.
Yeah,
it's a huge difference. There's a baby that's like 5 months old, and there's a 5 year old. Those are two different creatures.
I think after you gain sentience, you evolve from human light to human.
Right. Or like diet human. It's
yeah,
a diet human.
Babies are diet humans. It's because there's less calories in them.
What I was saying, it's not the same thing. They're like different animals, different creatures.
It's evolution.
Like it's my like my 5 year old nephew. Was not my 5 year old nephew when he was like 2 months old.
Oh, yeah.
It's not the same person.
My little brother wasn't the little brother I have now 4 months ago. He turned 14 and he got funny.
Exactly.
I don't know what happened. He started like actually like being funny. For a while, he would have his moments. But now it's like he's straight up.
That's my little brother, too.
Me and my family were arguing in the car. Just on the way back from something. We were in California, right? We were all over each other. And he just went, guys, guys, guys. And he shut all of us up so that he could say it. At the end of the day, it's noon. At the end of the day, it's noon. And he shut all of us up so fast. I don't know where it came from.
Hey, but if it works, it works.
It did work. It worked way too well.
The quirk I've done is when my mother and my stepfather are arguing, I play that SpongeBob theme song. And I turn it on. Because like when I walk downstairs and I hear them arguing, I turn it on. I wish I didn't have ads on my YouTube. Because I would pull it up. But I think there's going to be an ad if I pull it up. I'll try.
Yeah, pull it up. See if you can. While you're doing that, I'm going to see if any of the quotes that I have from my little brother are, like, able to be said out loud.
Right.
Just because...
It's in my recently searched.
Okay, so
my recent listeners. So I think I did it recently.
Me and my brother and my sister
will
were like.
Will this get copyrighted?
Huh?
Will this get copyrighted?
Not if you play it just like for fun.
Okay.
It's not like we're profiting off of anything.
Yeah, I knew there'd be an ad. See, I told you there'd be an ad. Stupid ad.
But me and my sister and my brother were all playing some game. And my sister had just like seen a tiny little plastic baby.
Mm-hmm.
You know those?
Yeah.
Just like off the to the little, side somewhere.
The Lululemon.
Yeah.
Lululemon? What?
Lululemon.
The little plastic ones. Like
yeah,
the little plastic ones.
Yeah. Yeah. But she saw one. She went, oh, there's a baby. Me and my brother at the same time just go, oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
I'm trying to find any of the ones that I'm allowed to say. I can't say any of his on air. Okay. They're all so good, but they're also so bad, and I can't say any of them, which
but
sucks.
I think this is the one I played to my when my walk downstairs and they're like bickering.
Yeah,
I play that every single time.
That's always the like you always have to put a bed under it, or else
it's not funny.
You need a bed under
it's
your argument.
It's actually serious, but like if I throw that on, they can't look at each other with a straight face and the argument's
one
out.
Thing
like,
that I
crazy.
Have seen the okay. Sometimes my girlfriend and I get into like really stupid arguments. We don't argue over like serious things. We argue over stupid things like comic books. We argue over comic book characters. We argue over her Furby spending addiction.
Yeah,
that's a recent development, by the way. She just spent like $200 on Furbies.
See, if I had it my way, I'd spend like $500 on Pokemon cards.
I would too. But point being, whenever we argue, we get to a point where I just like. Lock eyes with her, and we just like press our foreheads directly to each other so that we look like that one photo of Megamind looking up.
Yeah,
you know that photo, yep. Right?
Yeah, I know.
We both look like that. We hit like the Dutch angle of like mm-hmm. anime characters right before they go insane.
Yep,
look at each other like that while we're arguing, and then we can't stay serious about it for long enough because you're
no I know what you're I know the angle you're talking about.
I know, but I have to pull up like the exact reference image or else it's
what are they doing.
They're hitting a dance. They're hitting a little jig. Yeah, they're hitting a little jig in there.
There you go. Okay, whatever floats your boat.
Yeah. I gotta find it.
But when you see it, it's just like it's like their forehead becomes way enlarged, and then their eyes become a lot smaller.
Yes, that's the one.
Yeah.
That's the photo.
Yeah.
That's what we look like to each other whenever we, like, do that. And I have so many photos of me just doing that face, because it's really easy to do.
Mm-hmm.
All you do is just put your camera in 0.5, put it, like, right here, and then you just...
take a picture. Yeah.
And then I look like this.
Yeah, that's...
It's just...
I don't let people take 0.5 pictures of me unless it's, like, a real, like, good 0.5.
Oh,
like,
I always let people take 0.5s of me.
I don't like my picture being taken. Is that weird?
No, not at all. I didn't like being in photos for a good while. I had a phase from, like, 10 to 13 where I was
still
just, like,
hate it.
Do not put me in your photographs.
I hate it, but I do it. I think there's a difference.
I don't pose for photos anymore. So when I was younger, I used to, like, have to hit poses and whatnot for my parents' sake.
I see.
My go-to pose now is just, I put up a thumbs up, and then I do the straight face, like the, you know, like the white guy passing you on the street, acknowledging smile, just like the whole, like, that thing. That's all that I do in every photo I'm in. Until it's something really funny happening, like me getting my sword for the first time.
Yeah. Then you hit that pose.
Oh, I didn't even hit a pose. I was just holding it out in front of me, and I had, like, the biggest smile on my face, because it was like, holy...
I'd have done the Adventure Time pose.
Yeah, dude. Oh, I should have done that. Oh!
See?
I binged all of Adventure Time in this classroom when we had a day off.
All of it? In one day?
Not in one day, no. Oh. But I binged. Every time we had a day off, I would binge Adventure Time.
Yeah.
I got all the way through Obsidian. I got all the way through Fiona and Cake in this room whenever I wasn't doing anything. When we had a day where Easter wasn't in, Adventure Time.
I think I finished probably 17 animes throughout the time I've been here, which is bad.
Yeah. I finally caught up on Demon Slayer, though.
So that's good.
That is good, because Infinity Castle is coming out on digital soon, and I have to watch that. Oh, I need it. I need.
I think I'm going to go to the theaters when those movies drop.
Oh, yeah.
I'll probably go by myself, too.
The Mugen Train is getting a theatrical release again, so that's cool.
I saw it in the it was great, but I think I'm just going to go watch the one, probably by myself, too, unless I can find somebody else to go watch
with Nobody me. That I know will watch anime movies with me. My girlfriend will watch Ghibli movies with me.
Has she ever watched, what's it called, A Silent Voice?
I have no idea if she has.
If she likes Ghibli's movies, she'll like that one.
I've seen A Silent Voice. She has not. Let's see. There was one thing where we... one day we went to Barnes & Noble, and they had little plushes of the little white things from The Boy and the Heron. Mm-hmm. And I had to, like, restrain myself from stuffing five of them into a bag and then leaving.
Yeah.
Because they're so small. They're so minuscule. Yet they're so throwable.
Right. I think the most impulse buys, I bought Blue Lock Volume 1 at Barnes & Noble's.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, ooh, I really like that. I'm going to take that. And then I didn't read it.
You didn't read it?
Because I know what happens.
Yeah.
I bought... oh my gosh, you still need to watch Windbreaker.
I need to watch it.
You need to watch Windbreaker. It's so good.
Yeah.
Have you watched it?
No, I have to.
You need to.
I have too many things on the backlog, dude. I just finished. Caught up on JJK too.
So it's I can say this. It represents in the second season.
Mm-hmm.
It does one of the best representations of transgender
mm-hmm.
I've ever seen.
I've seen that one. Yeah, I've seen that character before. I need to actually watch it. It's really good.
So good.
From what I've heard, it's like dead on.
It's so good. That and like the way it portrays male insecurity and mental health.
Just really good.
It's so good. Yeah, the themes are amazing. It's like if I honestly, for like new people to anime, I would be like the first one I recommend.
I still am so upset now that my first show was Sword Art Online.
Yeah.
Or my first real like anime. Yeah. Because I absolutely watched the heck out of Beyblade.
And, like, Dragon Ball.
No, I watched Beyblade, Pokemon, and I watched Astro Boy.
Yeah.
Like, I would watch so much Astro Boy, you have no idea. When the movie came out, I was like,
Pluto,
unreal.
Pluto's amazing, too, if you've seen Pluto. It's great. Getting on anime tests, we always do this.
We always go over there. No, but it's fine. You guys don't have to deal with that anymore. We're done.
Ladies and gentlemen. Shout out Shane Pierman. Shout out Gabe. I'll shout them out on my show by the last day. I'll shout out all the sports guys.
Everybody that's ever appeared on the show now. We got Brody West.
Thank you.
Miles Sprong. Landon Nelson appeared for one episode. Robert Reed appeared for a couple episodes. Sam Pierman. Gabe Heiser. Isaac Lukes. Elijah Ennis. Last year, he was the first like co-host guy that I had along with Miles. Yeah. Easter showed up for one. He was on one of these.
Yep.
And then last but not least, of course, me.
You.
Kieran Sandulo. I have been your host of this show. Thank you, everybody, for listening to the final episode of the show. Who knows what happens next? I certainly don't. I don't like thinking about it. Brody.
Thank you.
Farewell.
So much.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have been Kieran Sandulo. This has been the show. I will never see you again. Goodbye.
Woo!